Yo. This your boy Boo Bankrolls, and today's podcast is strictly and solely based on force. We're going to talk about what force is today. So as soon as we come back off this commercial break, get ready to talk about force. Let's get it.
I know a few dudes really don't like me. Got me in they scope, really want to snipe me. Talking shit behind my back, telling lies. I'm looking at them clowns like I can't believe my eyes.
Yo. Okay, so we back right now, and we're going to talk about this thing called force. And this thing that we got called force is not like a physical force or a mental force where someone is trying to, you know, abuse you or take advantage of you. I'm talking about a force that's out in the universe that when you try to accomplish something or be something or do something, you need to think about it first. And that thought right there is a force of attraction. And one may say, you know, law of attraction and all these things that, you know, have titles, vibration and a lot of other titles to them. But the mere thing of is that it's a non-seeing force. And I'm like, well, damn, man, how do that relate to, how does the non-seeing force relate to us, you know, in the streets? I'm talking about in the streets and at work and doing regular things in the house and stuff like that. How does that force apply to us? Well, it does. And what that force does is it actually has the capability of making a decision, and it actually has the capability of hindering you, or actually has the capability of bringing forth to you the thoughts of within yourself. You understand what I'm saying? So it's self-preserving thoughts that you have, and that you need to put it out like that, so that way that force that you can't see can adopt whatever it is you're trying to adopt. And if you're trying to do something, your first thought should be positive. So that force that's out there that you can't see with your hands and your eyes, and you can't feel, I mean, you know what I mean? You can't feel it. You can't see it. You know, you don't, you know, you just know it's there. You believe it's there. That force is major, is powerful to every nigga, every person that you could think of on the universe, whether you hustling, whether you dancing, selling your ass, whether you fucking doing whatever you doing in your life, that force is going to be a major, 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 major part of existence. It's not going nowhere. And it's going to move pieces and shape pieces and make pieces, you know, come into your life and out of your life when with or without your consent. And with that being said, man, it's like, look, if you out here and you doing music and you trying to do painting, you doing photos, videography, you doing whatever it takes to make ends meet. Respect the force of nature. Respect the force of nature. Respect that, man, because when you go up against somebody or you see trials and tribulations in front of you, those things are forces that's happening, and it's trying to move you in different places and shape you in different places. And if you don't respect it and put it in its proper context, you're going to end up finding yourself in a world of trouble, man. You know, just like this kid, right, who just got found not guilty, okay, his family drove him in a car. Now, that decision she made to do that, that was some type of force that was already moving, drove him with an AK assault rifle weapon down into another part of town, then where they was rallying at, and then shot up people, and then used the theory of that he was being threatened, and he was had a baby face look to him. And then when it was all said and done, he's chairs running around taking pictures with Donald Trump. These are the powers to be. This is the forces. Some forces is coming to evil light, and you just couldn't do nothing about it. It is what it is, because all the people agreed to it. See, the thought of the judge, the thought of the jury, the thought of his mom, the thought of what he done, the pulling of the trigger, all that stuff was a part of an agreement to make it happen. It's all agreed upon. Everything is agreed upon. It's all agreed upon. That's the forces of energy that's being used in that particular matter. That's the same thing you got to look at in your life. When you try to put something together, father's like, oh, I want to put together this song, but I want to get so-and-so on here to feature me, you know, and they want $10,000, but I don't have that type of money and this, and that. Everything you trying to do, when you think of that, if this not happening for you, the forces and the powers to be is not allowing that to be. You got to be able to accept exactly your situation. The situation that you're in at the time that your thoughts come about, you need to take advantage of that. And if you can't make nothing happen, accept that. Because that's what the forces have given you. It's just like, man, I've reached out to a lot of people in the industry. A lot. Some of them don't even got no goddamn name. But I still reached out to them because they was working. And when they deny me, I have to keep going. I cannot allow those evil decisions, negative decisions, perpetuated by unnecessary force, to hinder me, because force meet gravity. As no matter how much force come about, gravity gonna take place. At some point, the force is gonna have to fall to the ground, cause gravity take place. But then that's an ongoing cycle, cause no matter if the force hit the ground or not, it's the same thing that goes down gotta go up. Same thing go up must come down. So it's a forever revolving door, and you don't want to get in caught in a whirlwind of force fighting gravity, because that's not your space. That's not your space. That's not your space as a human. You already know gravity got you stuck here. You already stuck on Earth. You can't just jump up and fly, you know? And if you could, then you would be dealing with a different type of being. You'd be a different type of being. So that's the part that I'm saying. So understand this thing called force, man, and understand how people deny you is a form of force. Understand that, because they force you into a different direction. They forcing you into a different mind frame. They forcing you into a different mold. It's the force that's putting you in a place that you probably didn't even think you would be. And that could be a good place, because forces versus gravity. You have the power to jump in the air, but you sure enough gonna come back down. So therefore, if you get forced and put into a bridge, then jump off of it with a leap of faith. You know you're going down. How bad is the concussion gonna be? And what is that concussion again? That's that force. The gravity is taking hold, bringing you down, but the force of it is gonna give you the type of impact you're gonna get. So sometimes force and gravity works together. See? And this is something you can't control. You can't open your hands up and control that. So that's the same theory that you got to apply when you're dealing with another man. And you got to look at his position. And you got to see if he's falling down. Is gravity and force is taking hold of him? Or is he just gravity going down? Or is he just force? Is he another part of force? You need to understand the position that a person is in order for you to operate. Because you may be putting yourself in harm's way. So think about that. You know, and understand exactly what it is you want and what you're trying to do. You know, because if you only keep your eye on your personal self and not understand powers of the universe around you, such as like gravity and force, and understand how they moving about and understand how they affect human beings, the people that you have to deal with. If you're not paying attention to that, then you're going to find yourself lost inside of force and gravity. You're going to find yourself that way. That's how a lot of dudes got is in prison. That's how a lot of dudes is in prison, by force. He forced my hand. Some niggas even say it. He forced my hand. Women too. He forced my hand. Force. That's why it's important to understand it. Understand what force is about. Understand the power of force. Understand how it moves about. Understand what it can do and can't do. And if you don't believe in it, then you have that right not to believe in force. That's on you. I'm not on here today to make you believe, because that's another form of force. I'm not forcing what I'm saying on you. No, I'm not. This is just me speaking directly to those who understand, comprehend, and is willing to listen to what I'm saying by this thing called force. Respect it. If you can't respect it and you don't understand it and you don't know nothing about it, then check out Mr. Atkins. Check out Mr. Atkins. He talks about force. Look him up on YouTube, talking about force, Mr. Atkins. And he's gonna break down everything you need to understand about force. You know? And you'll understand that it's not just a human thing. It's bigger than just a human thing. And it's important for you to understand it. It's highly important for you to understand it. Yeah, so at the end of the day, it's always the beginning of the night. That's how it go. The end of the day is the beginning of the night. So with that being said, I'm going to end this off with, keep your eyes open, keep your mind free, keep your heart clear, be positive, and pay attention to the forces of good and evil around you, so that way you can make just do. Because I had to myself. I'm still dealing with it. No, I'm not perfect. I don't think anyone else is perfect. But we can all work and strive to be the better version of ourselves. You know, and with that being said, I want to say forward thinking, believe in the universe, and ask the creator for help. Look, you can find me at The Town 215 Philly. You can find me at Boo Bankrolls on YouTube. You can find all my music on Apple, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and anywhere on your newest and nearest streaming platforms. You know, look me up, listen to what I'm talking about, and I hope probably at the top of the year I have a phone number where you guys can get in touch with me, call me, email me, send me information, what you want me to talk about, anything that you need me to talk about, I'm willing to talk about it. And I'm hoping soon to have an open phone conversation where you can call up to me live on air, man, and we could talk about and have a whole conversation about whatever you want. Because, you know, I feel like what more you would want in your house other than just an item is me, Boo Bankrolls, you know. So and let me in your home, man. I got you, man. Let me in, you know, and we going to talk, you know, and I'll be there, man. So with that being said, cash out.
I know a few dudes really don't like me. Got me in they scope, really wanna snipe me. Talking shit behind my back, telling lies. I'm looking at them clowns like I can't believe my eyes.